WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. While House lawmakers debate on a revised short-term spending bill to avert a government shutdown tomorrow night, government agencies, including the Pentagon, are preparing for the possibility. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
Objectively speaking, a lapse in funding will cause serious disruptions across the Defense Department and is still avoidable.
Republicans added a demand by President-elect Trump to lift the debt ceiling for 2 years. That measure likely won't have enough bipartisan support and votes needed to pass. Luigi Mangione waived extradition today at a hearing in Pennsylvania and immediately flown back to New York to face federal charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. He's also facing state charges. Thousands of Amazon workers staged a walkout today at facilities across the U.S. over pay and benefits. It comes at the height of the holiday shipping season. Amazon says delivery services were not impacted and called it a protest. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Dane County judge has placed a hold on his recent ruling that reversed parts of Act 10. Judge Jacob Frost ruled most of Act 10 is unconstitutional, including one provision that removed the right to collective bargaining for most public employees. The Republican-led legislature is appealing his decision and asked him to pause his ruling. Frost agreed to a temporary pause. The case goes to court January 24th, and the stay will remain in effect at least until then. According to the AARP, 80% of Americans were targeted by at least one holiday scam last year. Scams are so prevalent, they're a global business, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verva Credit Union.
This has become its own commerce, right? Fraud, scams is its own business now. In the U.S. alone, last year, was estimated $130 billion of American wealth transferred to scammers. And globally, we're looking at over a $3 trillion business across the globe when it comes to fraud and scams.
Wheat says to avoid being scammed, slow down, scrutinize every non-solicited email or text, and reach out to someone you trust before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase and may not be completed for a couple of years. I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an extra day off, the Packers are back at work, getting ready to host the Saints on Monday Night Football. Linebacker Quay Walker, expected to be out a while with an ankle injury. Rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper, named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after his performance Sunday night in Seattle. Matt LaFleur.
You know, he's a really talented guy. He did a great job. And, I mean, on that screen play where they hit Jackson Smith, Jigba, out the backfield, that was just an elite play by somebody that has elite athleticism.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland tomorrow night against the Cavaliers. College basketball, Marquette with a win in their first Big East game of the season, beating Butler 80-70. Marquette now 10-2, ranked ninth in the nation. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, Butler's a dangerous team that's had some good wins on this season. Obviously beat us last year here, and I thought the way our guys handled adversity was way better this time around, and that's what allowed us to win.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warnings continue tonight for snow showers and an additional 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, lows dropping to the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing, highs into the upper 20s. Sunshine partially for the weekend, near 20 Saturday, upper 20 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. You would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. A Thursday night edition where we are lighting it up despite the weather. That's right. I don't like winter, but tonight especially, I say suck it, snow. We're going to light it up anyway. Conrad, you ready to do this?
You know, I think so.
Yeah, you can't fake enthusiasm like that. All right. We have a really fun show. It's great to have you here. I know Christmas is getting close. We finally got, it looks like we're going to have a white Christmas. I mean, I don't know what it's like in your part of the state, but here, I would say we haven't gotten quite yet what we thought we were going to get. Would you say that's
You know, I think accurate? we might not get a white Christmas, actually, because it's supposed to warm up.
When is it supposed to warm up?
I believe next week it's supposed to get up to 40s.
You know, that doesn't even bother me, and I almost hate to say that. I used to not even be able to fathom not having a white Christmas when I was much younger, but I'm okay with that.
I went to Florida for the first time, like, for Christmas 2 years ago.
Okay.
Now, I believe. And I was not bothered at all that there was not a late Christmas because I was warm outside.
That's exactly what it was like. Like, when I lived in L.A., the first year or two, I was like, this is so weird. And then by year three and four, we started being able to take the kids to the park on Christmas Day. I was like, yeah, this isn't so bad. I got really used to it. So, yeah, it was fun. So, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll have a white Christmas. It's going to be a great Christmas, though, folks. And we're going to help you kick it off here on Civic Media on Tuesday, Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. We are going to broadcast 2 hours before our regular time. And that will segue into nothing but Christmas music and Christmas carols here at Civic Media all the rest of Christmas Eve, starting at 6 p.m. through the next day, all Christmas Day. So that will be fun, and we will help send you off into a wonderful Christmas where you can't hear about politics or current events or even Nightlight on Christmas Day. It's just going to be Christmas music. It'll be a lot of fun, and we have a great show. That show will be extra fun because we have a visit from Jimmy Stewart. Yes, we found him. We tracked him down. He will be joining us from the other side. He passed away several years ago. We still got him.
Wasn't it like 1990-something?
It's been a while. But I think he's itching to get back in the game. And, yes, this is radio in Wisconsin, not quite Hollywood and Beverly Hills. But I think he could use a little bit of the limelight. So we're going to talk to Jimmy Stewart. We're going to talk to Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. We're going to talk about our traditions and all that kind of stuff. Luke Mathers has agreed to come on the show and take a quiz, a Christmas Carol Challenge, we're calling it. So we'll do that with Luke. We got a lot of fun stuff planned on Christmas Eve. So, but tonight, this is exciting. It's Thursday. We're making our popcorn pick of the week tonight. And to help us do it at 6:35 is my old pal and podcasting rock star, Jimmy Pardo. You've probably heard of his podcast, Never Not Funny. And if you haven't, you need to check it out. He's hilariously funny and has fans just everywhere. Pardo got in on the early, on the ground floor, really, of podcasting. In fact, I remember when he did it being like, oh, that's an interesting thing to put your... I've been wrong about every iteration of social media or new trends. I missed what was the YouTube thing? No, before it was YouTube, MySpace. I missed out on MySpace. I thought YouTube was stupid. I'm like, who's going to want to watch people's home movies? Wow. But Jimmy had the foresight. He got on, and he has one of the most successful podcasts in the world now. So it'll be fun to have Jimmy here to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then we talk to Kim Shevchik, will be here from Doctors in Recital. They have become sort of semi-regulars. They're so talented. They're going to be in the studio, weather permitting. I think we at least for sure have Kim, and she set us up with a couple of tunes. But if Paul and Chris Piatt can make it too, they will be performing live in the studio. So we will we'll look forward to that at 7:05. And then our old pal Mike Clemens hops on the show to talk. What, Conrad?
Sports.
Yeah. Mike's going to talk sports. We'll ask him about the Packers and Saints matchup. I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff. It's funny, when Mike comes on the show, I have all these questions for him, but usually he just comes on and he starts rolling.
Yeah.
And it's like stuff that's even more current than what I was going to ask him about. So however Mike wants to play it, that's fine with me. He is so much fun to talk to, and he'll be here at 7:35. So there is your show. Tonight, we're going to have a little fun with Christmas carols. And we all have, you know what, let's just go to the question of the night. Let's roll it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the Christmas carol that when it comes on, it almost takes you out of the Christmas spirit? I know for me, it's We Need a Little Christmas. I can't, there's a franticness to that song. It's almost kind of disingenuous. It's like, I think it's well-intentioned because yes, we need a little Christmas for sure, but it's the way it's composed. I just don't like the song and it takes me out of the season, takes me out of the spirit. I don't like it, Conrad. I don't like the song.
Who's that by?
I don't know. Who cares? It's a terrible song.
You know, I thought, didn't Maroon 5 do a Christmas song or something?
Did they? Not a huge fan of Maroon 5 either.
No, because I remember you saying you don't like Maroon 5. I forgot if it was Christmas music or something else.
No. What, do you have one? What's yours? Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful, it's a tenor, right? Or is that a baritone? That's awful. You know,
see,
that makes me want to just put up my dogs playing poker poster and play that song. That's a terrible song, but I don't even consider that a song.
Yeah, no, it's whoever composed it put it to one group of people. And the rest of them, I feel like, hate it, like us.
Like, what do you mean? Like dog lovers?
Not just dog lovers, but lovers. Like dogs are their lives.
Yeah, I mean? But that's not even... I get, you know, some people like pets more than other people, and that's fine, but that's still a bad song.
Yeah, no
do
matter
your pet a service and write a good song. And don't have the pet perform it, although that's probably a person. So that's Conrad's. What is that called? Dogs Barking Jingle Bells?
Barking Dogs, Jingle Bells.
Yeah, not even a clever title. They couldn't even think of a good title.
Jingle Barks. I mean, come on.
Oh, there you go. I like it. We Need a Little Christmas. Just on the Google, it says originally sung by Angela Lansbury. And it was from the 1966 Broadway show MAME. And Angela Lansbury was in that show and performed it. I did not know that. Maybe there is a better version of that song out there, but it's so hyper. I just hate it. But what is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the song, the Christmas song that comes on that just takes you out of the spirit? or that you're sick of or that you never need to hear again, let me know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your least favorite Christmas carol? I will be asking all the guests this tonight. I have no idea what Pardo will say, or Mike Clemens, or Kim Shevchik, and the doctors in a recital. That was funny on the Facebook, on the social, well, the social media blast we do every day here to promote the show. I think Amanda already dealt with this, but she does such a good job putting the social media post together. But our friend Mike Desitel, who has been on the show, said he thought it was called Doctors in Rectal. Read the post, Mike. Mike has a very earthy sense of humor. I know Mike. He's a good guy. But no. If that was if that was what your group was called, I wouldn't even have them on Nightlight. Because that would be obviously a bad joke or something. Sure? I mean, if I was desperate, maybe. No, that's terrible. So that's your show. It's a fun show tonight. And we had Pete Moore. This is it's interesting. Now that we've been on a year, we've had our own little anniversaries within that time. And last year, on this day, do you remember what happened, Conrad?
It was Jennifer Beals' birthday.
Yes. Yes, 1,000 times yes. Jennifer Beals, the star of Flashdance and many TV shows, a fine actor, went to high school with my buddy Pete Moore at Francis Parker in Chicago. It's kind of one of those lakefront schools, private school, and they... Yeah, I always remember Pete telling me the story that he kissed Jennifer Beals in a play. Actually, I think it was his wife, Rami, that told that story. And we had Pete on the show last year. I thought, oh, it's Jennifer Beals' birthday. It would be fun to have Pete tell that story on the show. And he did. He took us down memory lane. And that's how desperate we were for guests, you know, like a week into the show. Not that Pete's a bad guest. Pete's a great guest, and he's hilarious. But I have a friend who kissed a movie star before she was a movie star. We put him on the radio to talk about it. And he was very funny. And remember, Pete came on to tell that story about Steve Carell.
Yeah.
They were waiters together at the Hard Rock Cafe in Chicago when they were doing Second City. And then we did something and we lost the file. I couldn't believe that. So we got to have Pete on again. He's so funny. And this is his day. So I hope he rejoices. He did say, I texted him to remind him of that today. And he said he saw her at a little reunion they had somewhere out in L.A. They have a mutual friend, and I don't know. He probably didn't bring up the kiss because it was like, I don't know, Pete's older than me. It could have been like 50 years ago. I have no idea. But that was a funny story. So
that would be a funny opener. Just be like, hey, remember when I kissed you?
Yeah. They were like 15 in a school play. And that's what it was. It's not like he really kissed her. It was a school play. Like, he had to kiss her. She had to be kissed. So it was beautiful stuff. When we come back, we are going to read your texts, and they're going to be fun because our question tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol? You know you have one. Share it. Text us. Message us on the app, on the stream. Just get a hold of us because I can already tell I'm going to like reading these texts. So Jimmy Pardo at 6:35, podcaster extraordinaire, will make the popcorn pick of the week. Mike Clemens is here. Kim Shevchik and the Doctors in Recital. It's a great night here at Nightlight, and it's a great night for you to be here. I always love when you're here. So be part of the show. It's always more fun. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here's some events for Oshkosh West teams. 9:30 a.m. on December 27th, boys wrestling faces multiple schools at UW Oshkosh in the Varsity Invitational. At 4:15, boys basketball competes against multiple schools at UW Stevens Point in the Varsity Invitational. Later at 5, girls basketball tips off versus multiple schools at Marshfield High School. Then on December 28th at 9 a.m., boys wrestling continues the Varsity Invitational versus multiple schools at UW Oshkosh. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Oh, was it right?
So Eric from Lodi, he's in the 608, says, oops, you beat me to MAME. We Need a Little Christmas is a Johnny Mathis hit. I actually kind of like the song. Interesting. I don't doubt Eric. He's very well-read on such things. But, I would probably like hearing Johnny Mathis sing it better than any of the other singers I've heard because I love Johnny Mathis. But I had no idea. Jim from Appleton says, too many to count. My favorite hardly ever gets played, The Carol of the Bells. Nice one, Jim. I don't ever hear that either. I think that, I don't know if it's a rotation, but you're right. Some of them you just don't hear. And the ones that are like have been like part of pop music, like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Great. Darlene Love has a great one. The name escapes me at the moment. But like, yeah, we don't need to hear some of these, I don't know, they need a new rotation or something. Because why don't we hear Carol of the Bells? Why don't we hear Oh Holy Night? Little Drummer Boy. Matt in the 608, he's from Richland Center, says the Chipmunks Christmas song. What a piece of trash. The only good Chipmunk song is the theme to Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. This text cracks me up because Matt is saying the Chipmunks, what a piece of trash. But then counters and says there is a good Chipmunk song, though, and it's the Chippendales Rescue Rangers. That's very funny to me. Thank you, Matt. Great text. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My least favorite Christmas song is Feliz Navidad because it is played too much during the season. That's a great point. However, I do like that song. It's so happy. And it makes me want to go and live in that commercial, the Corona commercial where they light the tree. I don't know. There's something about that song I really like. And Michael Bublé does a good version of that with, it's a duo. And I can't remember the name of the woman he sings it with. But I could see that, Anna. Yeah, they play that a lot. What do you think about that, Conrad? You like that song?
You know, I really do like that song. I think it's a great, every time it comes on, I will sing with it, you know?
That's kind of how I am. For whatever reason, I don't get sick of that song. Now, I don't hear it every day. I don't listen to the radio much where they would play it. But when I'm in a restaurant or something, when it comes on, I do like it. 608 says, Oh, Christmas Tree is the worst. My least favorite. And I'm a millennial. What are the millennial years again?
Let me look.
Go to the Google because I'm curious now. I want to know how old the 608 is. Oh, Christmas Tree. Oh, Christmas Tree. I could see that. That's been overplayed. Some of these, too, have been played for like 100 years. So they kind of lose out on any kind of freshness or, I don't know.
They're born between early 1980s and the mid-1990s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she'd be in her 40s, or low 40s maybe. Yeah, well, they play it a lot. I get it. And there are no right or wrong answers, folks. Whatever gets under your skin, I want to hear about it. Mark from the 608 says, it's twisted, I know, but chipmunks roasting on an open fire. That's pretty twisted. I've never heard that, though, I don't think. Chipmunks roasting on an open fire. Eric from Lodi says, I absolutely hate the chipmunk song. It kills the holidays for me. Now that I think of it, if I hear that song, I have to follow it up with We Need a Little Christmas. Coincidence? Interesting. Eric's go-to to pull him out of the dumps because of another song is the song I hate the most. I think that means we're friends. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, it actually makes me smile. That's very funny. Mark has maybe some shallow graves in his backyard. I don't know. Eric from Lodi says, the chipmunk song Haters. Look up Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire by Bob Rivers. Going to the stream, Sarah says, Christmas shoes. Ha ha. And you put a little puke emoji. What's the Christmas shoes song? That's a story, right? Or is it the one where they're reading? Not ours. That's not.
I was like, wait, is she talking about the Life Mark?
No, no, no. Our life. We did a parody of a Life Mark movie called The Christmas Shoes, which is pretty cheesy. But I think Christmas Shoes is also, it's like a song, but it's like spoken word poetry, and they play music behind it. I think that's what Sarah is referring to. So let us know what Christmas carol you absolutely hate, or the carol that takes you out of the Christmas spirit. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will read your text on the radio. Great when you guys are part of the show. Steve from Florida says, I just listened to the Christmas Shoes song, the most depressing song I have ever heard. I got to give that. Let's see if we can find a snippet of that, because it is. Yeah. I remember it as being very depressing. There's like no cheer whatsoever. Sarah says, this is a song. Okay. Nice. I have to tell you, I've talked about this on the show. You know what? I'm not going to go there. Remember when I was telling you I get these texts for some woman named Yin?
Yeah.
Who was always trying to give her more insurance. They text me once a week. And it's not even, it's like, what? This woman has never responded. So why do they keep texting her? And they're sending it to my phone. I'm tempted. I feel like Yin probably does need more insurance. It says, Yin, are you available? You are eligible to update your health plan for 2025. Call now to review options with a licensed agent. Stop to opt out. First of all, that doesn't work. I've clicked stop because I feel bad for Yin if her own insurance company can't reach her. But maybe they're so annoying and persistent she ditched them and never told them. Yin, you are eligible to update your health plan for 2025. I'm going to do this on the air, Conrad, with you as my witness. Stop, for the love of God. Okay.
I don't think they'll stop because you
they're
said
not
that.
No, they're not going to. There is no God to these people because they keep sending it. It's just awful. Hey, a lot of cool movies open this weekend. Check out, I do the Hollywood Beats, and we're gonna post this on the website. It's so, and they're like not Christmas movies, but there's like good action, good family films. We'll go over that later in the show. All right, Jimmy Pardo is here. Coming up next, folks, after Civic Media's award-winning news team keeps you informed here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, we will be back to make our popcorn pick of the week, and a very funny guy will help us do it, and the founder of the Never Not Funny podcast. Check it out if you haven't. Jimmy's coming up next. We've got Mike Clemens later in the show, and Kim Shevchek, and the doctors in recital are here as well. It's a great night here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 98.3 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced the first presumptive positive case of bird flu in a person in Barron County. The news comes just days after the county also saw the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring the farm workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. Animal-to-human spread of the virus is not as contagious, but residents should check with their doctors if they show symptoms like a fever, eye infection, or muscle aches. The avian flu has been detected in wild geese in Brown County. A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility costs than most other states. The study conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going towards things like gas, water, internet, and cable. It also found that the total average utility cost for Wisconsin residents was about $6,700 compared to the average salary of $56,000. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. Reedsburg had the first. Elkhorn followed. Now a program that allows a mother to surrender a newborn is expanding again. Stuart J. Wattles has that story.
Fire Station Number 4 in Racine is now home to Wisconsin's third Safe Haven Baby Box. That's meant to provide a secure and anonymous option for parents to surrender newborns. The temperature-controlled box, equipped with a laser detection system and alarm, ensures immediate care for surrendered infants. The installation follows recent changes in Wisconsin law allowing such devices. More boxes are planned across the state.
I'm Lisa Hale, 98.3 WISS News. For news anytime, log on to WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received 2 Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warnings continue tonight for snow showers and an additional 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, lows dropping to the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a gradual clearing, highs into the upper 20s. Sunshine partially for the weekend, near 20 Saturday, upper 20 Sunday. It's 24 right now.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Ooga Brewing thanks all of you for your loyal patronage this year and hopes the magic of the holidays fills your heart with love, peace, and happiness. Tomorrow at the Tap Room, don't miss a Christmas pajama party with live music from 6 to 10 p.m. On December 31st from 6 to 10, it's live music from Jason Pettit. Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Jim from Appleton says, "Aw, Pete and Conrad. It's always a great night on Nightlight." Thank you, Jim. And Judy from Lodi says, "Okay, Chipmunk Christmas song. Annoying for old school and Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. So repetitive and way overplayed." Judy from Lodi. It is. But like Feliz Navidad, it hasn't gotten under my skin yet. But I respect your thoughts, Judy. Thank you for chiming in. You can all answer the question of the night. We've got many more texts to get to, which we will. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, and that can only mean it's time for our popcorn pick of the week.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, this is exciting for me. Joining us now to help us make the popcorn pick of the week, we're going to see what his pick is one of my oldest friends and the creator of the wildly popular podcast, Never Not Funny. He's also an incredibly funny stand-up comic. Jimmy Pardo joins me now on Nightlight. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. It's good to see you wearing a shirt out of the Tim Walz collection. What are you doing? What, your listeners know what you have on?
Conrad, what did I say when I walked in tonight?
I just know Jimmy's going to make fun of my shirt.
I'll be disappointed if he doesn't make fun of my shirt. It's cold here, Jim. It's been mild, and I was in a hurry because I came to Green Bay, and I stayed overnight. I just grabbed the first long-sleeve shirt I could find, and if he doesn't make a McLeod joke, I'm going to be thinking he's losing it or something.
I went Tim Walz. I went more topical than McLeod. You know, I love McLeod. I love Dennis Weaver. I'd like to say I love that shirt, but I don't want to lie to my friend. That thing's a nightmare.
You know what, Jim? I'm a little under the weather. It's warm. That's all I could tell you. You're right. I have better shirts, even though I'm not necessarily a shirt guy. This is not my best.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd have to have better shirts. I mean, every other shirt in the world is better than that thing.
Wait a minute. This is the worst shirt in the world?
I think it is, and I've got one with a swastika on it. Your shirt's worse.
He can make that joke because he's married to a Jewish girl.
Yes, I do not have that. I do not have a shirt with a swastika. I apologize. I tried to go.
Wow. Let's see if we can.
That's how bad your shirt is. It's the worst.
You know, I think I got it at Ross. It was like $7. It was an impulse buy. I've got darker pants on, so there's a nice. It's earthy up top, and then I got some garden in the bottom. So
I don't know what that means, but I appreciate the garden reference.
I'm not at my best, Jim. That's why I need you here.
No, you're under the weather. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. And I wanna take you on a quick trip down memory lane because this was this came up yesterday. I thought of this when you told me you'd love to do it, but you had a dentist appointment. Our possible dentist appointment. So I remember years ago, I was in your and Danielle's wedding party, which was an incredible honor. And you were one of my best friends. And I was an honor to be a part of it. We roasted you a couple of days before your wedding. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of guys there. And I said, even though, I said, I'm surprised you can make it here because you weren't at a doctor's appointment. You always had a doctor's appointment. So I asked what was wrong with you, brought down the house, Jim. It was maybe the last laugh I got in front of a full room.
Uh-huh.
Now I want to walk that back because I'm A, much more sensitive now, but B, also because of HIPAA laws. I don't need to be saying stuff like that. I don't need to know what is in your medical past, but I'm concerned about your teeth. You had an appointment for the dentist. Is everything okay?
Teeth. I almost called you teeth. Teeth Schwabba. You know, we call you Teeth Schwabba behind your back, right?
I don't have good teeth. That's okay, though.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. I've never noticed you not to have good teeth.
I mean, they work. They're fine. But yeah, you, on the other hand, have one of the best sets of teeth in the business.
People say
that behind your back.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been very proud of my teeth my entire life. I've got a good set of choppers. There's no doubt about that. But in the last month, something's gone awry. Pete, I've had 3 root canals in the last 3 weeks.
What?
Yeah, here's the thing. I had some tooth pain, and we couldn't narrow down which tooth was causing the pain, so they had to basically throw darts, and we finally got it. It took to the third tooth before we got it. The good news is the 2 teeth that it wasn't probably were going to go bad soon as well with some cracks in them and so on. But having some teeth issues, nothing that's not going to slow me down. I can still talk. I can still eat popcorn. I can still eat.
Yeah.
Last night I had some popcorn. I had a hot dog and a popcorn in a movie theater.
Oh, nice, Jim.
And I like snacks. I like eating, and my teeth provide.
Here's my issue. I had a crack. I had a filling. One of the fillings, the top of the tooth came off. They put a cap on it.
Yeah.
The cap is terrible. It was a terrible job. Nothing feels right in my mouth since I had that. So the other side, same thing happens. I'm like, I'm not fixing this because it's worse. So I've been living with a cracked tooth for a year and it's fine. It feels better than the tooth I had fixed.
Why don't you go to a different dentist? It sounds like your first guy with the cap. Did he put a cap on? What's the cap look like? Does it look like a mortarboard, like your graduation cap? Because that's probably not a good fit. Does it look like a baseball cap? Shouldn't look like that.
No, no, it just looks like a tooth. It looks like a tooth. It's white, but there's like a little wrinkle in it. It's weird. Yeah, maybe.
I'd like to see you go to a different dentist, Pete. I really do. I'd like to see you go to a DMD instead of a DDS. I think that's what you need to do here.
Should I wear this shirt?
I wouldn't wear that shirt ever again. I would use that. I know you said it was very cold there. I would use that for kindling. I would throw that in the fire and get that thing blazing.
It's supposedly flame retardant. I don't think that would even work. That's how bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
There's no way to get rid of that shirt. That's like a haunted shirt.
It's a haunted shirt.
You're stuck with that shirt forever. You throw it away. All of a sudden, you go back in your closet. It's hung back up.
Right. I can't get rid of it.
Can't get rid of it.
Jim. All right. I got to be honest. I had, when you first, we were talking about this a little bit earlier on the show. You were one, you got in on the ground level of podcasting.
That's right.
And I said, I missed everything. MySpace I missed, YouTube. I thought that was stupid. Nobody's going to want to watch people's home videos. I was wrong about everything on social media or new technology.
You and me
crushed
both.
It. Yeah, well, not you, because
for the podcast.
Yeah, you got podcast, and I had my doubts because of the double negative in the title, but it's working for you.
Yeah, the title's a mistake. Even though we're 19 years in, I wish we've gotten with anything else.
Really?
Yeah, Never Not Funny is it lends itself to people going more like Never Funny. You know, that's we get those people, and then they adjust their red hats and move on. But I'm very lucky. Matt Belknap came to me 19 years ago and asked me if I wanted to start a podcast. And I said, yes. So it's while my name is on the show, he's the guy who had the idea, and I'm very, very grateful. It's given me a career. And, here we are, hoping to God, Jason Bateman stops doing podcasting so I can move up the rank.
Oh my gosh. Does that bother you when really famous people start podcasts? It's like not even fair. They've taken all the commercial work and now they're doing podcasts. It's ridiculous.
It all happened during the lockdown, Pete. You know, these famous people couldn't make movies. And so their management went, hey, why don't you try a podcast? And then all of a sudden, rich people, movie stars, are using Zoom or whatever platform to talk to their buddies to do a podcast. And then they realized that they can make a ton of dough out of it. And so when the industry opened back up, they went, well, I could still take an hour every Monday to be on and make millions of dollars doing a podcast. So it does bother me because I did this because I wasn't, I was between jobs.
Right.
This is for me. Jason Bateman, go back to being a movie star.
Yeah. You got enough.
You have it.
Exactly. You got enough on your plate. You don't need to be doing this.
You've got enough. I've got nothing, Bateman. Why take this from me?
Well, you've got nothing.
I'm not upset.
I mean, you're
no, I'm the best.
But you've got.
My teeth are falling out of my head. It's a disaster.
I
can't afford dental because Sean Hayes has to have a podcast. Right? Will Arnett has to talk on Zoom once a week, and I've got chiclets falling out of my skull. I don't know what I'm saying.
Chiclets is good. Piano keys would have worked too. Whatever. Not that your teeth are too big. They're perfect.
They're not perfect. What a weird thing to qualify.
Listen, we're both married. I can say that with no weirdness. You have great teeth, and they're not too big. They're not too small. You've got a nice, you've been dealt a nice.
I got a nice hand. I'm 5'3½" but God gave me good teeth.
Your teeth make you look like you're 5'11".
Boy, oh boy. I'm top of the world. Hey, Pete, speaking of being married and such, do you remember the time? And I know we have to talk about movies in a minute, but
yeah.
Do you remember the time you and I went into Caroline's Comedy Hour in New York? And then on the flight back, you turned to me and said, as your wife, Mary, and my then girlfriend, Jennifer, were picking me up at the airport, you said, hey, let's hug and kiss goodbye when we get to the airport and see how they react. And I said, yeah, let's do that. And then they're there to pick us up. And I turn to you and hug you and kiss you. And you don't remember that was the plan. And you wonder why it's happening.
Like, what's your story, man? What are you doing?
Like, wait, what's going on, Jim? I mean, it was a nice trip, but what's that? It was your idea.
I can't remember anything, Jim. I, honest to God, you ever get that, someone will come up to you and remind you of something you did, and you have no recollection? Graham Elwood and I went to a movie somewhere in Michigan. We're the only two in the theater. He went up to get snacks, and I remember taking my shirt off and just being bare-chested. He says I took all my clothes off.
No.
I don't remember that.
No, you took your shirt off.
I remember that.
And then what ended up happening is for some reason throughout Michigan, the lore became, hey, Jimmy Pardo went to the movies once and took his shirt off. And I was like, no, that's not me. That's Pete Schwabba.
How did you get roped into that?
I don't know. I think because you and I are friends.
Yeah, probably. He wears better shirts, though. So,
I am today.
Jimmy Pardo is my guest. Check out his podcast, Never Not Funny. It's great. And if you're lucky, you can see him. He doesn't do as much stand-up anymore. But where can people see you, Jim?
You know what, Pete? The only thing I have on the books is my residency at Flappers in Burbank, California. I have nothing on the books for 2025. I've got to change that. I've got to get to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I had a connection there. That guy's never, I'm mad at you. You somehow blew it for me. I wouldn't mind getting back to Appleton. I've always had great success in Wisconsin, Madison.
Oh, they're all great. Comedy on State is like, I guess it's a hard club to get into. They have such great comics come through there. It is such a well-run club. I can't even get a sniff. I can't get anybody on the show from there. The owners, I'm like, look, I'll give you free. I just want to talk about comedy. They don't need it, you know?
Yeah, they don't. They're doing fine. I was last there before the 2016 election. That's how long it's been since I've been there. And I got a little political on stage, and they didn't care for it.
In Madison. Wow. Okay.
I'm as surprised as you are.
Interesting. So Jim, all right. So do you have a favorite snack? Like you said, you went to the movies, you got popcorn and a hot dog. We've been to several films together over the years, but I can't remember. What is your favorite movie snack?
Well, why would you remember that? That seems like something you just said. I can't remember anything, but if you remembered my favorite snack, that would be really weird.
But that's the kind of stuff I do remember.
I remember
you saying we were going to see The Rocketeer. And I said, one for the Rocketeer, please. And then you went up behind me and said, one for Oscar, please. The Sylvester Stallone gem. Yeah. And I lost my mind laughing at that. So I don't know why we
laughed so hard at that, but boy, we did. We laughed like idiots.
It was funny.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, sober. But laughed like we were drunk at 2 a.m. Pete, here's the deal. And I told my son, Oliver, 17-year-old Oliver, who, by the way, Pete.
Can't believe
completely
that.
Completely off topic.
Yeah.
My son did stand-up for the first time last week.
I think I saw that post and I think I clicked heart because that is really cool, Jim.
He did 7 minutes and it was fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
It was really at Flappers in Burbank, California. He went up and he did, dude, it was, if he sent that tape around today, he'd get work. That's how good of a set it was.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I was real proud of him.
So what's he going to do? Is he going to try to get more sets or is he like, all right, I did it?
I think he's going to, you know, maybe go up some more on my shows. I don't see him at the moment anyway. Like, hey, Dad, drive me to the improv. I want to do a set.
Right.
But he could. He's ready. And I say that as a comic, not as a dad. You know what I mean? Like, we know when somebody's got it. The kid's got it.
Here's why I believe you, because you wouldn't do that to your kid. You wouldn't say, you've got it. Go up at other places.
And, no.
You know, I'm dealing with the same thing. I'm like, I wouldn't tell you if I thought you... I would say try this instead or do that. And I wouldn't put my kid through that. No way.
No, you and I have lived this. It's not easy. It's horrible. The heartbreak. And anyway, movie snacks. So, Pete, what I do, I told Oliver this because it's my go-to sentence that nobody seems to be interested in, but it's finally on topic. I don't care if I just left Morton's Steakhouse and had the biggest steak and potato and vegetable meal. If I then go to the movies 1 minute later, I'm still getting a large popcorn.
Oh, that's so great.
I don't care what I just ate. I could have been an all-you-could-eat buffet. If I'm going to the movies, I'm still getting the large popcorn, layered butter, delicious.
Yeah. So you are already my favorite. I mean, you're my favorite, one of my favorite guests because of who you are, but your enthusiasm towards popcorn, that's incredible. So let's do this. We're going to do a very short break, and then we'll come back and get the popcorn pick of the week. And I might have a couple more questions for Jim, too. And I'm going to do a quick wardrobe change. Conrad, give me your hoodie. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you're everything. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms, you do the things you do. You
can see it in my eyes. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Get up, Paul. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue, thinking just of you.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is, what is your least favorite Christmas carol? What is the song that just completely takes you out of the season and spirit? To me, it's Need a Little Christmas. Conrad, I think, secretly likes the dogs barking. But we're reading your text, so let us know what you think, folks, on the stream or on the app or on the old-fashioned text line. All are fine. Jimmy Pardo is here. He is the host of the Never Not Funny podcast. You have to check it out if you haven't. It's fantastic week to week. Jim, that was really impressive. You love popcorn, even if you love have it. A full stomach, you're still getting popcorn. My wife is like that. It's just it's like a sense reaction or something when you go to the movies, right?
Yes, I feel like an emptiness, like a void if I'm not if I don't order popcorn or like if I am having dental work and I have to get nachos or a pretzel instead, it just doesn't feel right.
Interesting. Wow, that's fantastic. Popcorn. All right, so that reason alone, Conrad, I think we're ready. We're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. We're going to hear Jimmy's pick. And he has good taste in movies for the most part, except for Oscar. So we're going to go with this. Drum roll, please. Jimmy Pardo, host of the Never Not Funny podcast. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
The Order.
I have not seen... Jim, I have... All right, I'm geeking out here. I went to a wedding in Chicago last week. It's not at my hometown theater. I went to this wedding in Chicago. There's a 20-screen multiplex across from my hotel. I missed it twice. I am desperate to see that movie, and you're saying it's as good as I am imagining it.
I enjoyed my son, the aforementioned Oliver. He and I went to see it just last night, Pete.
Wow.
It was great. Jude Law was terrific, and that Nicholas Hoult, is that how you say his name?
I think so, yeah.
A very tall, handsome, beautiful man. Terrific actor. It's really, really good. It's, it's got, that culty weirdness that I like in a movie. It's got, a little cat and mouse.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good.
That's fantastic. That's a great pick. I'm excited to see it. It's reviewing well. Audiences like it. Jude Law is great. I like Jude Law, and I like a good heist film. And
it's a good heist film. Yeah. It's my actual review of it as Oliver and I were walking to the car was, I'm going to call this movie very, very good. I don't know if it crosses over to great, but I'm giving it very, very good. I can be talked into great.
I'll take very, very good any day of the week. I still want to see it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a talkie.
It's a, t- Do you have a favorite snack when you're binge watching TV, Jim? Do you still go popcorn, or in the privacy of your own home, do you change things up?
Boy, I still might go microwave popcorn.
Nice.
You know, if I'm watching a movie at home, yeah, that's my go-to snack. God, oh, I love popcorn. I just love it. And my gut will let you know that too. It's
kind of a good snack. It's kind of healthy in some ways.
They call it nature's broom, don't they, Pete? Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in a while, but yes.
I heard that once years ago, and it stuck with me.
I'm going to remind you of a story. And this is
Taco Bell.
What's the Taco Bell story?
Oh, you made fun of me. Some jerk told me once, if you, after a show at night at midnight, make sure you eat Taco Bell because it goes right through you. You won't gain weight. Oh, yeah. And so I believed it. I'm eating burritos at 3 in the morning.
I said, I'm watching what I eat. And you said, no, it's Taco Bell. It goes right through you.
I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm talking.
You doubled down. Yeah. Like, that's not what I was going to say. All right, here's the story. There was a girl. I'm not going to use her real name. She was a comedian. Not that great, but she was kind of down on her luck. We were all hanging out after a show. Let's say her name was Penny. Okay. And she was saying, I just get the feeling I'm really starting to doubt if I'm at all funny. And before she got the word funny out, you said, Penny. It was so Chevy Chase, and I had to walk away. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, I don't think she thought you were just being silly. But you kept her going for a while.
I need you, and I'm very serious. You need to text me the name of that person when we're done.
All right.
I need to remember who I said that to.
We'll do that. Okay.
I'm very supportive of the young people. You know that.
You are. What do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Jim?
A favorite Christmas movie? Yeah. Boy, oh boy, that's a great question. Boy, I don't know if I do, Pete. I wish I had this question in advance so I could have asked my wife if I do.
You really got to go to the well that deep for a favorite Christmas movie?
I don't know. What's Love Actually? That's a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a Christmas movie. That's a good one.
I like that movie.
Trading Places, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone.
I like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Do I have a favorite Christmas movie? I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. I don't know. Let's sit down and watch that to get me in the mood.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, Pete. I apologize if
I kind of love that you don't, because most people I've asked this whole season, they have it right there.
No.
But I kind of like that you don't really necessarily have one. Last thing for you, buddy. Do you have a Christmas song you never need to hear again?
You know what? I love the song Last Christmas by Wham.
Great song.
I don't like it by anybody else. Yeah. Like, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor Swift. Even her version, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the Wham version.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Wow, that's great. And I could totally see that. Yeah, I could totally see that. Jim, this is so much fun. Thank you for coming on. Take care of those teeth. And I'll go shirt shopping. We'll forget this ever happened, and we'll move forward.
Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
See you, pal. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. That's Jimmy Pardo. Check out the Never Not Funny podcast. And let's see if we can get Jimmy in Wisconsin here doing stand-up. He's very funny. That was fun. So is this shirt really that I had to stave off laughing?
It's hard to look at.
I knew he was going to say that.
It's hard to look at.
Hard to look at? I mean, it's not a great shirt, but it's serviceable.
I don't know. Right. Now that it's like, can't even catch on fire with it.
I don't know that actually. It was all right. The doctors in recital. Do we have the doctors in recital?
They're here.
Oh, they're all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They did. These guys are gamers. Doctors in recital coming up next. Then Mike Clemens at 7:35. Talking sports. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Oh.
always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Ooga Brewing thanks all of you for your loyal patronage this year and hopes the magic of the holidays fills your heart with love, peace, and happiness. Tomorrow at the Tap Room, don't miss a Christmas pajama party with live music from 6 to 10 p.m. On December 31st from 6 to 10, it's live music from Jason Pettit. Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The vote 174 to 235 with one present, and the House Republican stopgap funding measure goes down to defeat. The measure needed after billionaire Elon Musk and then President-elect Trump trashed a bipartisan measure, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
The Musk-Johnson proposal is not serious. It's laughable. Extreme MAGA Republicans are driving us to a government shutdown.
The White House accused Republicans of doing the bidding of their billionaire benefactors. Luigi Mangione waived extradition and is back in New York City to face charges in the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. Apparently not happy that his vehicle somehow wound up in a landfill in Lee County, Illinois, authorities say Jared Babbler stole his own car from that landfill. Police found it at Babbler's home in neighboring Ogle County. He's now facing a bunch of charges. This is ABC News.